let's move now from Luxembourg to the United States. Joining us is Jonathan Lamar. He's co-host of Morning Joe and a contributing editor at The Atlantic. Jonathan, I know it's still early morning with you and the markets aren't yet open, but is another chaotic day expected?
It certainly is. We are still 75 minutes from the markets opening on Wall Street, but we've already heard from President Trump this morning on Truth Social, his favorite social media site. He has posted, you know, talking up tariffs as a success, saying that billions are already coming in from the tariffs that are in place. He castigates China for retaliating and again doubles down on his theory that tariffs are needed here. And this follows his comments late last night on Air Force One, as the markets here in the United States, and we're seeing it all over the world, really tumbled at the end of last week. President Trump went to his golf course in Florida and dared that comparison of the markets tumbling while he was on the fairways. And last night, flying back, he deemed it necessary to give these tariffs a medicine to the U.S. economy. But so many economists say, well, the issue is the economy wasn't sick. You just gave this medicine to a healthy patient, and now you've made them ill.
So much is happening on so many fronts that it can be hard to follow. There were large protests in a number of cities at the weekend. What was their main focus?
Well, these protests, we should note, were scheduled before the tariffs were put in place. They were more related to some of the government cuts we've seen here in the United States, the Elon Musk and his Doge group, you know, slashing government employees and also potentially government services and threatening to do so, like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, which so many Americans, including Trump voters, rely upon. And they were big crowds. This was the first major protest movement of the Trump's second term. We knew the first term was defined by these protests, particularly early on. That hadn't been the case early on. This time around, there'd been almost shell shock among Trump's opponents. But we saw them in big cities across the country and also small towns, including in some pretty red Republican-friendly areas, people frustrated and worried about the Trump policies.
Jonathan Lemire, thank you very much for talking to us on the News at One today.